The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
What's your take on ketchup bottles? You like them straight up, or you like the ones you squeeze out of the bottom?
You like this, Chuck?
Are you happy? Well, there's a reason for this. Just
are you okay?
I can't wait to see what you guys have to say.
I like the upside down bottles.
Upside down is your thing.
What are my options? I don't even know.
The regular old ketchup bottle.
Oh, like a bottle? Well, like a glass bottle?
Yeah, the glass
like old school?
Or the plastic one.
Where
it's at the top where you turn it over and pour it out. Or the ones where you squeeze it out and it comes out the bottom.
The
bottom, yeah. The bottom one.
What about
I like
you,
the
Chuck?
Classic. I like the classic 1950s style.
In the bottle?
Glass on the diner table style. Because I'm never going to touch it.
Right.
But if I have to look at something,
mm-hmm.
Look at that. 1950s style.
Looks pretty cool.
1950s.
It's virtually impossible to get ketchup out of those things sometimes.
Yeah. It really is.
I prefer the packets myself.
Do you guys?
You're a packet man.
Packet man.
Use it just enough ketchup.
Packet man.
Do you like the
packet man?
The
squirting on my ketchup on the fries.
Just enough. There's the new ones now that you peel open, right?
Oh, I haven't seen the peel open ones.
You haven't seen the peel open ones? They're like pouches that you peel open, and like dippers.
It's great. Nice. Yeah.
It's like a dipper, yeah.
That'd be perfect. But yeah, I like a little package.
Packet man. Squeezing on my ketchup on my fries.
Just as a condiment for a man like me.
You can tell we're all losing it already.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's just enough ketchup for my guy.
Yes. We're writing a parody.
It's perfect.
Look out, Weird Al.
Packet
Man's coming.
Packet Man.
Yeah.
No one ever thought.
Anyway, the reason I bring it up is who invented, my favorite is those upside down ketchup bottles. I just figure it's easy to get everything out of there. The guy who invented those bottles with the opening at the bottom instead of the top, he sold his company to Heinz. Heinz was like, we love it.
Yeah.
We'll take it. $13 million.
That's all he made.
I think that's pretty good.
Oh, that's not good.
He just invented one bottle.
Dude, it was like $100 million.
Oh, that's $100 million idea.
I don't know. It's not.
I mean, he said, hey, $13 million is enough for me. I'm going to get out. I'm fine. But when you think about how many things are an upside down bottle right now, he got hosed.
Yeah, that was like, could have been like hundreds of millions of dollars probably.
Yeah.
Because he got different products and stuff.
I looked at it as he just invented one little bottle and made 13 million.
I mean, what a dynamite invention, though.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Because the other bottles, like, you'd get the ketchup and it'd have that pissy.
Well, see, that's you'd have to like mix it up first, right?
Yeah.
It's probably the reason I find ketchup revolting. Is because back in the day, I would watch people open that thing up and dump that first bit of ketchup out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible.
What
pretty
are bad, you doing? What are you eating?
What is that?
Like, oh, my
that's
God.
That's the same with most condiments. Like, mustard's that way, too. You got to shake mustard up or you'll just get yellow juice.
See, but they have the upside-down mustard now, too, right?
Yeah.
So it's all about the upside-down.
Is the upside-down only Heinz? Is Heinz the only one?
I think if they bought it from that guy, I feel like it is just Heinz that has upside down bottles.
I feel like you can get generic brands in the same upside down bottles.
Really?
Too. I could be wrong.
I always thought it was just Heinz.
I don't have a lot of name brand Heinz in my house, and I have a lot of the upside down bottles.
Yeah,
but they might have bought the patent or something for a certain time, and then people were like, "They're like, all right, now you all can have upside down bottles."
That's it, right? Like you could only own some for
So there's Heinz ketchup and mustard in upside down bottles. But I don't know if they still own the patent. Or they've sold the patent to other companies. They had to pay them.
I just looked up a picture. You can get like a local grocery store brand in the same type of bottle.
Oh, okay. Mm. But if that guy invented it, maybe they have to buy the rights to use that bottle from Heinz, other that companies.
There was like another person that made the inner coating of those bottles. Every ounce of something on the inside of the bottle can now, like, squeeze out. it'll just fall out. There's like a no stick.
Yes, no stick coating.
And that guy made like a fortune. Mm. Same type of thing. Be interesting to know how much he made.
Oh, people call it ketchup pre-roll.
Well, duh, that's not everybody, but that's for sure. But it's gross. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
That is exactly what it is. Exactly. It's like easy it there. Ketchup, Jesus.
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready to pour, you know?
God damn.
I'm getting ready to squirt
it
out.
He's sick.
Ketchup saw that hot wiener. It's got the same reaction I do when I see a hot wiener.
See, there you go, Chuck. We got back to it.
There
you go. Yeah.
I know so much about Heinz. I need to go back and look up stuff about Hunt's.
Why?
Because I bet they've been pissed for 100 years at Heinz.
Oh, yes.
Well, they make an inferior product.
They do.
So sorry. Yeah. It's like the Borax cookies and Oreos, right?
Yeah. What are those?
You'll always live in their shadows.
Borax?
Isn't
it Borax?
No, I just heard this name. It's
it's close to Hydrox.
Hydrox. Is Borax is probably like some sort of cleaning agent.
Yeah, Borax, I think, is like cleaner.
It's Hydrox. It was the original Oreo.
Yeah.
So Oreo just basically stole.
Borax cookie.
They stole their cookie. Dead. Yeah, and then Oreo was like,
Yeah, Hunt's ketchup, I don't like. I'm going to make a statement. I'd rather have no ketchup than Hunt's ketchup.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hunt's.
Yeah, that's what they hear. They've heard it for 100 years.
Let's see how much market share they have.
Well, we just came back with our survey. It says right here, people would rather have no ketchup than our ketchup.
Hunt's has only 20% of the market. Heinz has 60% of the market.
Yeah.
I don't buy Heinz or any of that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you get. I'm curious to know.
I
thought Heinz was the. Until you said that, I'm thinking that it's the Cristal of ketchups.
No, I think it's just the. It's the biggest one for the masses. So it's what packet McDonald's has. It's what packet Burger King has.
No, McDonald's is like their own ketchup.
Oh, they do their own
ketchup. You can tell they make their own ketchup. Yeah. I feel like they had a scientist make sure it goes just okay with just their fries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe.
It's extra vinegar or something.
Yeah, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Burger King's got it. Wendy's has Heinz.
Canada consumes more ketchup per capita than any other country on earth. Had no idea.
Ketchup facts.
This makes some sense. I mean, my dad puts ketchup on a lot of stuff.
Huh.
You know, the grilled cheese ketchup and weird.
Well, here's an article you can read later.
Oh, yeah, I'll check it out.
The ketchup wars, the battle that never was. Basically, it means like Hunt's was like, we'll take you down, Heinz. Yeah. But then Heinz was like, suck it, Hunt's.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like every day you go into Hunt's and you're just like, we shouldn't even try.
They got to pump themselves up every morning.
Right, like, yeah, we've been getting our ass lit up by Heinz. They don't even have merch or anything. Like, when's the last time you saw a Hunt's shirt?
No, come on. We're Hunt's. No, they probably have like songs they got to sing.
Just something ironic, maybe.
Yeah. The Heinz guys bully them and call them the C word.
Oh, yeah.
They say McDonald's puts extra sugar in their ketchup.
For your health.
Yeah, for your health.
Yeah.
To me, it does taste extra vinegary, too. Mm-hmm. We're off to China, where a Chinese woman nearly died belting out a high note during a karaoke session.
Oh, my God. You all right?
You're okay. No. She did.
A blood vessel in her brain burst when she tried to belt out a high note.
I know how that feels. Not the blood vessel part, but the trying to belt out a high note.
Yeah. You've done it before many times. Mm-hmm. The 55-year-old in northeastern China, known by her surname Zhang, suffered a blinding headache and started throwing up just as she hit the high note in this song.
Which song?
We'll get to it.
Oh, okay. We do know.
After she was rushed to a hospital, doctors found that a bulge in one of her brain arteries had ruptured during her passionate performance. The condition caused by a brain aneurysm has up to a 30% death rate not treated in time.
Wow.
She was saved, though, luckily, after undergoing a 2-hour emergency operation. The middle-aged woman fell critically ill during this gathering at a karaoke bar in northeastern China. She sang 2 songs in a row, but then attempted to perform a classic Chinese folk song known for its extremely high-pitched chords. And I got to say, so I looked this up.
I mean, there is one section where they get a little high, but I was expecting it all to be like, yeah, right? Yeah. Like somewhere up there. Yeah, and it's not quite like it. This is just, I'll take you. Yeah. Okay. Get to it. Let's hear this folk song here. This is how it begins. It's called Qinghai Tibet Plateau. Right, so that's fairly normal for most of it, right? There's only one point. I had to listen to many Chinese songs this morning to find this. Oh, my God. But there's one point where it seems like she does, like right here.
Yeah, there
it is.
Right? That's it. Oh, yeah, that's high.
Yeah, that's really high.
Yeah, it's to blow your brain up.
I still don't know if that's too crazy, though.
It's high enough to blow, like, a karaoke person's brain up.
Right.
You can't be singing like that if you're not professional.
No. To blow
Don't even try it. Don't even try it. It's too scary.
It is.
We don't want to lose anyone on the show here for a joke. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I was expecting more. That wasn't, didn't impress me that much.
That's pretty. You only need one time for it to be that high.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all it takes, though.
Yeah.
See, she goes way up there for a second.
It's a horrible song.
It really is not that cool of a song, yeah.
It's not our taste.
They loved it.
Look,
if they don't love it.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't like a song
you
made.
You better keep a grip.
You better keep a grip. I guess professional singers would have no problem, but your average middle-aged mom at a karaoke bar who tries to belt it out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to hear people try and hit those notes, though.
Oh.
That would be the entertainment value.
Yeah, I bet. You know, it's probably
about 1 minute.
Yeah, that's the problem. You'd have to, like, wait through them singing that whole song for, like, 3 minutes and to get to that one point.
Right near the end. Well, that's what I did this morning.
I gave myself a brain aneurysm.
A couple of versions of this out there, and I'm like, where's the high note?
Yeah.
I listened to, like, I was 20 minutes of Asian music in my office.
That's crazy.
It's no good.
I wish I would have heard it because I would have been like, what is going on?
Yeah. So they got all Dave's into that now.
Dave's calming himself with what seems to be Asian folk music.
Well, I'm sure people would, you know, think that wasn't too weird for me. Yeah, this was the first version. This is the most popular version of it here.
That's high, though.
Yeah.
So there's two versions of it. There's the Tibetan version and the Chinese version, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, one talks about actual Tibet.
Okay, well, maybe this is the one. This could be the one that she was trying to do.
Yeah, a karaoke person can't do this.
Oh, no. My God. If I tried to do that, I'd poop my pants.
Andy, can we hear a little Qinghai Tibet?
His eyes went crossed.
Are you okay?
I gotta go.
Yeah, that one is...
I didn't think that they ever talked about Tibet and China.
They might not.
Might be why there's two versions.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yes. China, this song is probably doesn't mention Tibet.
Yeah.
It's not a Tibet plateau. It's probably...
So I wonder if she hits it near the end there again.
I'm going to guess. Here it comes.
There it is.
Yeah,
that's
nice try, other chick.
Yeah, sorry about your brains.
Yeah.
Tibetan parental.
Yeah.
Don't Only professionals should attempt that.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it to Son Nam Wang Mo.
Yeah. She did it well.
She did.
She did it well. Although the other lady had many more views on hers. She was like at 1.6
million. Well, because, like I said, one of them is allowed to be viewed in China, and one of them isn't.
Yeah, that must be the Tibetan version.
Yeah.
That's one that we cannot pray, or you die.
We come a-knocking.
Yep. I just remembered how much I dislike karaoke.
I hate karaoke.
Oh, I know some people love it. I'm sure there's some people listening that love it, but it's not for me.
Nothing.
I hate karaoke now, too. I used to like it, but...
I've literally had no less than 185 bar days that ended in disaster because there was people, like a fat dude's always bringing in a speaker, and I'm like, here we go.
Here we go. You see that?
Karaoke night.
Fat guy with a speaker. You know, I actually...
That's what it is, like hauling his DJ stuff.
I actually, I've never been a humongous fan of it. I know James has been on a team, I believe, of it. But when karaoke was... karaoke nights were eaten into by trivia nights.
Yeah, bar trivia nights.
Bar trivia nights. And I was like, well, thank goodness something else has come along.
I'd much rather do a bar trivia night than be part of a karaoke night.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
That seems a lot more entertaining to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, one more disturbing video to show you here. And we tweeted this one out. A dude is totally chill with a knife sticking out of his head. God, there's been a couple of these stories lately, too. But this one out in New York, a guy stabbed on top of his skull with a huge kitchen knife during a brawl in New York City, covered in blood, but actually, like,
still alive.
If I had a knife sticking out of my head,
yeah.
You'd know it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to play it cool.
No.
I guarantee it.
Unless the thing hit some buttons in there that make you pretty cool.
Yeah. You just don't know how you'll react until you have a knife in your head.
You know, right. That's the truth. Let's hope I never have to
go into
find
shock.
Yeah.
It is the truth. You just don't know.
But I feel like I'd be less calm than this guy. You know what I'm saying?
You'd be pretty mad about the knife.
How do I get to my... I forget how to... Just show me my profile.
Oh, can I, you're gonna...
Is that it here? There we go. All right. So this is at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This is the video I've been telling you about. Here's the dude covered in blood. There's...
Oh, like luckily it's not into too bad.
Oh my God. That looks terrible.
It looks insane. It looks like a Halloween costume.
It does.
Like, it looks like a Halloween costume.
He's kind of smirking right there. I don't get it.
That's probably just where it's touching.
It's making it.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. What's under his arm?
I think maybe he's been cut a few times.
I love this comment. It's going to be a crazy summer. The witnesses were screaming, he got stabbed in the head, yo! This is crazy!
Yeah, it looks like his arm got all cut up. I don't think the head is the only place he was stabbed.
Yeah, that he was bleeding.
Oh, yeah, maybe he was stabbed right in the bicep there.
Christ. But he got it in there pretty... It's not into the brain, maybe?
Yeah, it's almost like...
Just skull?
On an angle where it's just in his bone.
New York's crazy.
Yeah, that's
yes, it is.
A nutty city.
Hey, get out of the way! I don't care if you got a knife in your head! Move! I got places to go!
Oh, my God! Another bloody guy!
Come on!
Sorry about your running with Michael Myers or whatever the hell happened to you. I got places to go, fella.
If we had the
a stop for every guy with a knife in his head, the city would come to a standstill.
That's why you don't go camping at Crystal Lake, fella.
You see the movie, dummy? There's like 12 of those movies. You're gonna end up with a knife in your head, you moron. Jackass.
That's so weird. That's so their attitude. Nothing phases them.
Yeah.
No. A car hits someone, they walk around the body.
Oh, boo-hoo, I missed a knife in my
head. Am I gonna cry all day?
Oh, God.
And even if you're the guy with the knife in his head, you're just like, so what? I got a knife in my head.
Hey, buddy. I'll show your wife this knife if you want me to.
He still looked like he wanted to fight somebody.
Yeah, oh, you got a problem with me?
Like, I carry this thing around in my head, so what?
Yeah.
The guy's like, please sit down.
Mind your business.
Move along.
I'm fine. You think I'm weak?
I ain't sitting down.
You should see the other guy.
Is my ponytail okay?
Is it extra greasy?
Oh, yeah. It is.
Yeah, 10-4.
The worst part is I need a new shirt. On tank top.
I mean, that's one of those real kitchen knives. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like that's for sure. That's what you chop tomatoes with.
Yeah, that's a big old blade.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to rethink a lot of stuff when you go to the hospital for that. You got to be like, I got to chill out.
Yeah.
I got a knife in my head.
Crazy day.
You do. You have to analyze, how did I end up with this knife in my head? What were the things?
I got to live different.
Yeah.
That looks like a guy who will never live differently.
No, he's set in his ways.
That's probably not the first time he was stabbed either.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
I don't think so.
I don't see any visible wounds, but they could be under his clothing.
He's like, sometimes you get a knife in your head. Don't got to be a bitch about it.
Yeah. New York.
Everyone got their phones out at him.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get that on.
If I'm in New York.
Oh, my God.
Vacation knife. Andy with his shirt on.
Knife head.
I've got like a Big Apple shirt on.
Yeah, selfie.
Yeah. Holding like a stuffed Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Oh my God. New York.
The Big Apple.
Yeah. It's fairly amazing. Again, if you want to see it, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck or facebook.com/Dave and Chuck, the Freak Fans. We posted it there for you to go check it out. Okay, so in this next story out of Florida, neither of these people are really the victim. The only real victim I see is the pizza they wasted, which is such a shame. 37-year-old Robert Yabera decided to make pizza at 3 in the morning Tuesday while his girlfriend was sleeping on their couch at their home in St. Petersburg. Her name is Becky Bartlett. She's 32. Not clear what set her off, but I guess they'd been arguing all night. And she woke up, found out he was making pizza without her. And she flipped the F out.
Ooh, what's going on?
She walked to the oven, pulled the pizza out with her bare hands.
I don't need an oven mitt.
And threw it at Robert, burning his face and hands. Oh. Imagine a hot pizza to the face.
But like not
stickly cheese.
Yeah, like but not quite crisp. So it just engulfs you?
Oh, my God. It's a little soggy.
Yeah.
It like sticks to you.
Well, she just grabbed it, burned herself. She didn't even care.
She's like, I get pizzas right out of the oven every day with these things.
I don't even feel it.
I'm burned to a crisp on my hand.
My hands are like two oven mitts.
Some people have hands like that.
They do?
No, like my grandma used to, like she had hands that were like made of steel. She would just pull stuff out of the oven.
What?
Like old Irish hands or something. I don't know what it was, but I just remember going like, oh my God.
Yeah, like all the burns from cooking over a lifetime.
Maybe just give you calluses that you don't feel it anymore or something?
Like it's nerve damage.
Fried her nerves, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, police showed up. They saw the burn along with some pizza sauce on this guy's legs. And they arrested Becky for domestic battery. But then they ran Robert's name.
Ah, yes. Robert's no angel.
Well, yeah, they found out that he was wanted in Colorado for selling drugs.
Yeah.
So they arrested him, too. Becky is already out of jail. She got out late yesterday. But they're holding Robert without bond. He's actually probably looking at some serious time, all because he wanted a 3 a.m. pizza. Oh, there are their mugshots right there.
So
he looks more hungry than her.
I was going to say, yeah. He's a 3 a.m. pizza guy.
She looks like she needs to eat that pizza.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He does.
Well, meth will do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, meth's cool really thing. Made her appetite go away.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Imagine this way. You making pizza without me?
You.
I'll take it.
Scumbag.
His last name isn't the name of that pizza place that's in malls, is it? What is that pizza place?
No.
Oh, it's Sbarro.
Sbarro.
Right?
Yeah, he's Yabara.
He doesn't look like he's some, like, head of some pizza.
Yeah, pizza bear.
No.
He's
not a pizza bear.
Oh, yeah, he's a, I don't even know if he could be assistant manager anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think he's rolling the Sbarro money.
No.
Is Sbarro worth a lot? I find their pizza to be absolutely
disgusting. Oh, I bet they're doing just
you
fine.
You think so?
Oh, my God,
they're
yeah.
just in all those food
they're
pools.
Everywhere.
Sbarro.
I mean, they're not doing fine right now.
Mm. Net worth? Like, what would we look up here?
Oh,
how much
guess.
Are they worth? Company worth? No, not a lot.
Oh, is that
that's
just for a franchise?
That's an individual franchise.
Yeah.
It's hard
how much
to know.
Did the company sell?
No.
Oh, they actually sold for $24 million. Anthony Sbarro, whose parents started the chain, sold his impressive... Oh, no.
That's just his house.
That's his house.
He has a $24 million house, Dave.
Yeah, they're doing
so
okay.
So he's doing fine.
They're like in every mall in America.
Yeah.
Oh, they have revenue of $236 million.
Yes.
For a pizza place, that's good.
I guess that's good, yeah.
Headquarters, Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, my God.
600-plus locations.
How did they get to be
Flavortown,
so...
Flavortown, USA.
So successful.
With crappy pizza.
I mean,
I'm sorry, does
pizzas?
Anyone... Do you like
easy.
Their pizza? Anyone in here?
I can eat it.
I can eat it. I can eat it.
I don't... It's like school pizza
I can
or
eat it, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not
if I'm at the
best.
Mall when I'm hungry, I'll
I
grab a slice.
What they did was they were probably one of the first
the
ones
lovers.
To just give you a slice.
Like
you
the
know?
Garlic
is that
knots.
It?
Mm.
I think it's just they're the generally the only pizza place in the mall. Mm.
No, but like when they first started, they were like, hey, we've got this place. And then the malls were like, what's... franchise
right.
And you come into our mall.
At least look at this pizza house.
I know, it's amazing.
It's insane.
Look at this pizza
oh my
house.
God, it's beautiful.
This mansion.
Whoa.
That the
see the wine room?
Yeah.
Look at the theater.
Jesus Christ.
Pizza
holy
money.
Holy hell.
Pizza money.
Sbarro paid for this.
But did the pizza start off tasting good and then it just became
probably
gone. Oh, I hear what you're saying. Homogenized mall pizza.
Well, yeah, because they were like, what are the cheapest things we can ingredients we can use.
I think they also expanded. They have like pasta and bread.
Yeah.
And other stuff too.
Their garlic bread's good.
It started as a small Italian grocery in Brooklyn run under the strict eye of Mama Sbarro.
It was started off good.
Yeah.
Carmella started it.
Carmella.
Yeah, she did all right.
Used sewing money to open her first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, I don't know if she's passed or not, but if she,
sure.
Oh, yes, I know. Mm. I know.
Look
I'm
up.
Sure she's up above, just like, look what you've done!
Yeah. How much better do you think that pizza is?
The cheesecakes are still her original recipe, they say.
Hmm. Huh. I'd like to see what her original pizza recipe is.
Yeah, the big break was at a mall in Brooklyn.
These places, too, what you don't realize is they actually... They make their money off of the franchisee aspect
right,
of it.
Right.
They become... They own. It's almost like owning real estate. Like they own the locations in the malls, and people have to pay them rent.
Plus, that family's out of it now.
Yeah, they are no longer involved with the company. In 2006, the company was bought from the founding family by a private equity firm. Just 5 years later, then they filed for bankruptcy.
Isn't that funny when a big place buys like a family place? Sometimes
they
just destroy it and go bankrupt.
Same thing happened with the Art Van Furniture Company
Art
in Michigan.
Van, yep.
Same exact thing.
Mm.
They were bought out, and then, boom, they went under.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. New management.
Well, they don't know what they're doing sometimes,
right.
You know?
Just ruin it.
And they're looking to grab a piece of the fast, casual pie now. So they're looking to, like, invade, like, Little Caesars territory.
Well, what makes me wonder is if Sbarro was different before they got bought. Do you think the big place bought them, put them in...
When did they buy them?
No, 2006.
2006. Mm.
I feel like they were pretty bad before 2006.
Yeah. I didn't really come across them too much.
I mean, it was okay. It wasn't the worst pizza I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I would eat a piece right now, though. A slice
God
right
damn
now.
It, would they, I, too. I, oh, my God.
They peaked.
Big old slice.
Fold that thing in half and just chop it down right now.
Really
little pieces of sausage on it.
Oh.
Yum.
At their peak.
They sold for, they sold rather $465 million in sales at 762 locations. That was 2004.
That was when they were killing it.
But it doesn't say in any of the articles.
That was one of the, that was towards the end of the big fat boom, right? 2004.
Yeah.
2 years after I graduated high school.
We were so now it's all the articles are the rise and fall of Spiral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes they do. They come in, and then it just like they change some of the ingredients.
I love this review. If you like soggy, almost warm pizza with almost no cheese and cold breadsticks, Sbarro.
Yes.
Well, they just put it on those heating things all day. You can't.
Yeah, you can't.
It's good that way.
And then they microwave it for you or something.
The secret
they
is
put
to
it in
like,
their little oven.
Yeah, you'll see them making them every once in a while and putting them through. You get lucky sometimes. You don't get the last piece. You get the first piece of the one that they just pulled out.
The sale price is undisclosed. However, whatever the family sold it for, they don't say what it is.
Not
$24 million house.
Yeah, that's a wild.
So,
wish I had a crappy pizza place
in every mall in the country.
I bet you don't right now.
No, yeah,
no, it's pretty stressful. Bad time to get in.
Yeah, you don't
right now.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Don't do that
in a mall.
I'll serve just beans. Call it greens beans.
Yep.
Might not be. I don't know if that's going to take off.
Greens beans.
Greens beans. Is there? Yeah. Is there a big market for food court beans?
I don't know.
Would they be
my idea?
Any kind of beans?
Yeah,
or just green beans.
Different bean dishes.
So you'd have
bean dip. You'd have bean baked beans, maybe.
I like baked beans.
Wow.
If you made the best baked beans, I'd be excited.
Are you going to buy a cup of baked beans at the food court?
I don't know. How good are his baked beans? Have you heard of greens beans baked beans?
If the greens beans bean company takes off, it's going to smell like farts in there.
Listen,
maybe canned beans.
Think about this: Bush's beans, then greens beans. Becomes the next Bush's bean.
Yeah, so that's what Lisa's saying. It's like
get into the canned bean.
Yeah,
bean.
Then I gotta grow the goddamn bean.
No, you don't specifically yourself. Just hire.
No, I just want easy.
Forget it. It's too hard.
Jesus, like my bank meeting.
It's like a fun name.
Yeah, that's what the bank lady will say to me too when
I go. Forget it. You're not gonna let me have the loan for green beans. God damn it. Listen, it's a fun name, but no.
Lisa's like, let me hear your idea. Nah, forget it. Get out of here.
Forget it.
Here's a lollipop.
Yeah. Fun name, but get out.
That's a good name.
Someone said the next big pizza place that's trying to tackle Little Caesars is Big Cheese Pizza out of North Carolina. They're trying to take on the fast casual.
Oh, yeah, Big Cheese.
Big Cheese.
Good luck. Get out of here, Big Cheese. Not taking it on Little Caesars
Pizza. There's a bunch of, I guess they are chains.
Yeah, but can we see what they look like? Like, let's see the product here.
Well, there's Big Cheese Miami. Like, each city has their, like, own website.
Whoa.
Let's go to Big Cheese Pizza New York. Let's see. How about you show us some pics of your goddamn pizza?
They don't even show you a pie.
Pizza.
They don't even show you a pie.
Let's see it.
I don't trust the place won't show you the pie.
I don't either. Show me the pie.
Show me the pie.
Is there any on Instagram or anything?
Big Cheese Pizza. I don't like the looks of it.
It doesn't. I don't like the looks of that.
You haven't won me over just with your...
I'd still try it right now.
Is that their logo? Oh, is that their logo a dick?
Yeah, it's like a micro wiener with a hat on.
So that's micro? Like balls with a wiener? What's it supposed to be?
It's my new favorite pizza place.
Cheese with a head?
Is it the thing they pulled pizza out of the oven with? Is that what
it's
called?
Oh, like a pizza cutter?
Yeah.
No,
the paddle.
I thought maybe a pizza cutter, too, but it's a very odd
It's
look.
Very phallic.
Is it just a pizza with a little face?
But you can't do that because then it looks like balls in a dong
sure
with
does.
A hat on.
It sure does.
You're not going to be taking That's on any brands while you head. Got a little wiener as your guy.
Not when you're up against a little miniature Caesar.
Yeah, he's the Emperor of Rome.
Come on. Good luck, dumbass.
Yeah.
You're not going to take down Little Caesar.
I could go for some really good pizza, man.
Me too.
I haven't had it, like, really good pizza in a long time.
Well, it's out there. But it's not in Sbarro.
No, no, it is not.
And it's not Big Cheese.
It's not Big Cheese in the arena, man.
Give it a try. But
so you turn 95.
I hope.
Not likely.
What do you want to do?
There is a dude in Canada who just celebrated his 95th birthday by going hella skiing.
Oh, well, that was ready. His last
hella skiing.
Just drop me off on the helicopter at the top of the mountain.
That's what that is.
I'm going to ski to my doom.
At 95?
At 95 years old.
He's like, here I go. Oh!
He's still, they drop him off at the wrong place. Grandpa!
It was his choice.
I think is he okay now?
Oh, it's no. A long way down. He hit something.
Is he? Do you hear him?
That old son of a bitch is still alive.
Is he? What?
Grandpa? Are your legs on?
He's trying to die. He's trying to kill himself.
Yeah, probably. Dead silence. Quiet as Everest.
Yeah.
The silence of the mountain.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit of him here. So, yeah, they drop him off at the top of a mountain, and then he's got to ski his way down.
See you in 20 weeks.
So he just got dropped off right now.
Takes off. It just seems to fall down the steep mountainside.
There he is. He's in the white.
Oh, my goodness. How am I going to get down from way up here?
Right on. Unbelievable.
One little fall will break every bone in his body.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah. There he goes. Oh,
look
my
out.
God.
Look out.
Oh, it's terrifying.
He's got people with him, thank God.
It's all fresh snow.
Continue out here a little bit more, Gordon. Right on. Gordon, I forgot to ask, how old are you?
Well, I'm just shy of 95. 94, 95 in May this year.
Just right to go down.
Look out! Whoa! This is getting wild, guys!
Extreme!
They are at the top of a mountain. Oh my god, look how high they are.
Good for him. That's amazing.
I can't even believe a 95-year-old can do what he's doing right now. Yeah, just to even hold himself up like that.
It looks like a stunt double.
It doesn't make just set a Guinness World Record as the world's oldest heliskier. Here's the sad thing. He took the record from a 91-year-old adventurer, a lifelong skier named Precious.
Precious?
Is this a man?
We're not sure.
Oh, no, this guy is Gordon Precious. He's Gordon Precious.
Oh, okay.
Precious took the record from the world's oldest heliskier, a 91-year-old adventurer who died a few days after finding out that his record was
made. Aww.
Oh, he died,
hey!
Yeah?
Cheer.
What?
Your beloved ski record, you big pompous a-hole.
Yeah, it broke the record in the world.
Yeah. Some guy with the last name Precious just took it from you. 95. Time to strap on your skis. Oh, wait. You can barely walk anymore. Suck on them apples. Oh, your heart seizing up?
Yeah.
Aha. I'm not even going to tell anybody. You're such an a-hole. I beat you at checkers this morning, too.
I'll never forgive you.
I'm glad. I'll see you in hell.
Good night. Wow.
Yep, they hate each other.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Not a good friend.
They're bad roommates.
Yeah, they hate each other.
Not a good friend.
I just wanted to let you know, I was reading the Google. Hey, bud! Your record's gone, fella.
Yeah, 91-year-old had the record up until Gordon Precious just took it.
So I assume this guy has done this his whole life, or is it?
He definitely can
start.
He definitely can ski.
95. But the hella skier.
I'm just glad there wasn't a professional skier that is a man that just goes by Precious.
Yeah, I was a little confused by that.
Wow, I'm Precious, the skier.
Wow, that's Precious right there.
Call me my birth name.
It
Precious.
Was. He has done it before, but that was the first time he had done it in like 7 years.
Mm. Oh, but still, I mean, he was 80 something.
Yeah, right? He was 88 when he did.
Yeah.
Before this,
that's still pretty good.
But 88 to 95, a lot can change.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
but amazingly, he made it. Like, just the footage of him going down there is nuts.
I don't want to be nice.
How tired would he have been?
If you're 95 and can do that.
Yeah, I guess it's not so bad.
Like, he's got his mind. He can.
He's active.
You know he's not pooping himself or anything. Like, he can ski down a
mountain. Well, it's not. Even if you're in the greatest health at 95, you're like, every second.
Yeah.
I don't know if another one's coming.
But you're probably okay with
that. Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Okay, you're like, I'm 95. If I die, thank God.
You probably start thinking that at, 85.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We have mentioned, like, what are they going to do with haunted houses this year? You would assume a lot of them would not be able to open. Well, they've been thinking about this in Japan, and they are changing it up. They've announced the world's first horror drive-through experience.
Horror drive-through.
So stupid.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of like a haunted hayride, in your own car.
Yeah, in your car.
That's the one thing they're always missing in a horror movie, to get away. Nobody has a car. Nobody's ever getting in their car.
The car never starts.
And if you'd make me drive through it, I'm going to hit somebody.
Right, you'll drive right into them.
I'll drive right over them.
That's something.
Oh, my God.
Multiple homes.
Yeah, they'd have to be behind
that.
Yeah.
Like concrete barriers or
something. Yeah, I can't be messing with that. I also think they're going to take a hit because what's scarier than what's real life?
Real life is scarier than anything.
Jesus.
Yeah, good point.
You're positive. You ever had a Wednesday?
You walk through and there's a guy with like a Q-tip and he's gonna
he's
put
like,
it in
I'm
your
like,
nose.
No, no.
That's so the weird, terrifying stuff. Mm-hmm.
You bring your own car. You pay the admission price of $75.
Jesus.
If you don't have a car, you can pay an extra $10 and get a 4-seater provided by the company, all of which they say will be properly disinfected after each use. This unique haunted house experience takes place in a giant haunted garage in Tokyo's Azabu district. It's a garage where a horrible incident occurred long ago. Now people say if you park your car inside and honk your horn 3 times, something bad will happen.
So universally, we always do the same dumb
Bloody
story,
Mary,
right?
Yeah.
every place.
Typical haunted house backstory.
Yep.
It was a very terrible incident.
Additional story details.
Terrible.
Additional story details play over your car's radio while you're parked inside the garage, including special effect sounds.
Mm.
Each session lasts 20 minutes. You can expect to see zombies, ghosts, and other types of undead. So, okay, it's a little, you drive in, you don't drive through. So you're not moving, I guess. You're just
sitting there.
Oh, you sit in the garage things come at you.
It's like
you.
A haunted garage, pretty much.
Haunted garage.
Hey, welcome to Chuck the Freak's Haunted Garage.
Oh, you guys up and running now?
Yep. You pull in, I close the door behind you, it's pitch black in there, and then I get some ghouls and goblins come on out and touch your windows.
$75 this costume.
Yeah. $75. Is that just like, are you just rattling some of your old tools over there?
Yeah,
the
that's it. You're doing it while you're giving me the presentation on what it is.
Oops.
I gotta work out some kinks.
Oopsie. Are you just in your underwear too, dude?
Yeah, so scary.
That's the scariest part of the whole thing.
So creepy.
This really isn't worth $75.
No, total ripoff.
Yeah, it's not gonna be, right?
No, doesn't sound like it.
Mm.
But they say they're gonna try it out next weekend, and if it all works out, they'll be up and running through the Halloween season.
Think of the giant place. I don't know. Are haunted houses as big in, say, Florida or in Boston as they are here? Like, there's a place here that's like 4 floors.
I think Michigan was voted like the haunted house capital of America.
Right.
I read an article like that once. Hmm. There's more per capita than most states. Yeah.
So there are just so many places that expect to make a ton of money here.
Places like Florida, Orlando, like they have theme parks that are still open at that time of year that they have giant haunted.
Yeah, so you don't need to.
So I guess they don't need haunted houses. Yeah. As much. I'm sure they still have some, but here it's a little too cold. There's no big theme park open. That they have it. They have that. So we'll see how they change this year,
mm-hmm.
if at all.
Yeah.
Or they just open up and falls out.
The scary part is you could get the virus.
Turns out we all did.
That was scary.
It wasn't too scary till 2 weeks later.
Yeah, it didn't scare me initially, and then, you know, the whole hospital hubbub.
Oh, the hubbub.
Yeah.
A class ring found at the side of an Oklahoma road was returned to its owner, a woman from New Mexico who hadn't seen it in 35 years. Is it people?
Another class ring story?
People just have time. Like, they're maybe they're out and about, like, you guys, you metal detector people, because you're not working.
Yeah,
you're,
that must be I think so.
Is that why we're getting so many of these kind of things?
It must be.
Because there was one in Florida the other day, too, and then the one we talked about last week. Here's this one from KTEN.
Imagine losing your class ring, and more than 35 years pass by. But then, amazingly, it's found on the side of the road two states away. That's the case for New Mexico native Peggy Brown. She learned her ring was found in a sunglass bag during a traffic stop, all the way in Marietta, Oklahoma.
Said a ring rolled out of it.
Blake Williams, who found the 1981 Mayfield Trojans class ring, took to Facebook and started digging. He came across the class of 81's reunion page.
And I sent all five administrators a message telling them what we had found.
Only days later, the ring was back home on Peggy's finger.
They sent my ring back to me, and I'm wearing it. It still fits.
Not only was the ring missing for three decades,
that's amazing.
But how it even made it to Oklahoma is still unanswered.
Realizing that it's been this place for over 30 years was crazy. And just thinking, like, how in the world did it end up from all the way from New Mexico to Marietta, Oklahoma. I am so grateful. I never thought I'd see it again, and I just can't believe that I have it back on my hand.
William said he's glad he took the time to reconnect Peggy with her ring.
I just thought, well, if this is mine, I would hope that someone would do the same thing.
A gesture she won't soon forget.
Oh, I've had it on my hand, and I haven't been able to stop smiling and sharing the story.
In Denison, Michaelin Johnson, KTN News.
That's awesome.
That woman did that whole interview with a smoke in her hand.
Yep.
Yes, she did.
She was on the news with a smoke in her hand.
Hope you don't mind, but I'm not going to stop smoking just because you put a little whoop-de-doo camera in front.
We'd really appreciate you not smoking near the... You're going to blow more smoke at it, aren't you? No matter what I say. Whoa. That's thick smoke. Those unfiltered.
What do you got there?
Yeah, don't mess around with filters.
Looks like she's got a drink on the side, too.
Of course.
Screwdriver.
I need a screwdriver, Lee.
It's like it is 1981.
Screwdriver Marlboro Red. Her life hasn't changed a bit. No.
I've been on the news 14 times. And each one, I learned something new. And I learned it by the last one. Screw drivers make you nice and loose.
If you look close, I actually live in a bus.
Don't look too close.
No.
No.
Should I just wear my what I slept in?
Sure. No bra needed.
No, no.
I don't want to shock you, but I have a dream catcher on my door.
She does.
You know what it's never full of is dreams.
Haven't caught a single one yet.
Just nightmares. I got a creepy picture of an old guy in, on the top of a window.
Is that an old guy?
It looks like it is.
I have such bad eyes. I can't see
him. He's in a tuxedo.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's her prom date.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's Lester. He passed.
The ashtray's on the side. It's full to the rim.
He passed in an ATX. Right by a
screwdriver.
There is a screwdriver.
It is. It is. Lisa nailed it.
I know my dreams.
Yeah, Lisa's like,
that's a screwdriver if I've ever seen.
See the consistency of the orange?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You're going on the news. Put your screwdriver away.
And stop
your smoke out.
Stop.
Come on,
for
lady.
1 minute.
Because there's one other story. A Georgia woman lost her class ring on a Florida beach in 2002. She just got her ring back after a man with a metal detector was out, and he found it 18 years later. John Porcella says he uses his detector to comb the beach near the pier at Jacksonville Beach. And on a recent search, he uncovered a 2001 class ring from Collins High School in Georgia. He contacted the school. They identified the ring as belonging to a graduate named Amy Goetz. But the phone number they had on file was disconnected.
So he started looking for her on social media. After seven, Amy Goetzall said, not me. He finally reached out to the police department there. They were able to contact her and tell her the story of her ring being found. She got it in the mail this week. She says it's thrilled. She's thrilled to get it back.
Am I the only one who's not so, if I lost my class ring, I wouldn't care? Because I don't even
People
know
are emotionally
where it is.
Messed up about them.
I know they are.
I never had a class ring, and I wouldn't care about
guys,
it.
I have one, and guys, I wore it like guys. Three times.
I never hardly wore
What's
mine.
What's wrong, Charlie?
Well, there's a reason why your class ring is the most important thing in your life.
That's when those were the best days.
Because that was your best, the best time of your life.
Those were the best days of my life.
You think she had good days in high school?
I bet it was a hell of a time. Let me tell you, I got trained.
Now, so let's hope they were better then.
I don't think they were better.
I got trained by the whole football team.
I was the only girl in the whole school that could do a keg stand for 3 days straight.
I was a legend.
Yeah, I don't get the class ring emotion either.
No,
it's weird
it's
to me.
Way too much tied up into that.
The last thing I ever want to remember is high school.
Yeah,
I hated my high school.
I never even got a high school class ring. My dad, who wears his college class ring all the time, bought me a college class ring when I graduated. And thought I would love it, and it's just been sitting. I just don't wear anything like that.
No.
What are you, the Green Lantern? Why would you wear that?
I know. It's your dream. It is. It's like this big, like, white gold with a giant blue.
That's crazy.
Flat stone.
Like so what's that? That's your birth. Supposed to be your birthstone in that ring, is it? Because mine's orange, and I don't think it
I
is.
I think it's about the school.
Is it about the school?
I think it's about the school. Mm.
I literally have worn it like three or four times in my life, and it just sits in a little box.
Yeah. Still have it's like it. Odd to have a Super Bowl style ring.
Yeah.
For something that
like
most
communications, like the most useless.
Right.
Of all of the things I could have learned.
True. Yeah. We both did the same thing.
Yeah. Silly. That lady was balling.
Yeah,
so she's had a couple of drinks.
That's what it was. It's the booze. Screwdrivers.
Are you laughing or crying?
It starts as laughter, it ends as crying. It happens every time I'm on my third screwdriver.
Three's the magic number, huh?
You know, it took you guys a while. I smoked 14 cigarettes, as you can see in my ashtray there. I didn't bother cleaning it out.
Long interview.
Yeah, the class ring's super yellow now.
That's sure.
Just in a couple of days.
It'll tarnish up real quick.
Matter of minutes.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.